relationship building, some time in planning and careful organizing to accomplish that plan. Now, maybe that's only 10%, then the next week 15, then 20. Ultimately, I think that people should spend like a third of their life in quadrant two. And for top executives who are providing leadership to entire organizations, should be 50, 60, 70% of their time in quadrant two. One top executive once tried to move toward quadrant two, and he said, "I went through terrific withdrawal pains. I was literally addicted to it. All I had to do in that quadrant one was react to what was happening to me." So he was going through the withdrawal pains of also developing a new habit to be truly proactive. In fact, all seven habits, all seven, are in quadrant two. Think about it. Habit one, quadrant one and three acts on you. Quadrant two, you have to act on it. So that's proactive to start with. Habit two, how many people seriously take the time to develop mission statements, both vision and principles, and to get them deeply internalized? Very few people do that, seriously. Highly effective people do that. They may not have even done it explicitly, but they've done it in their heart and in their mind in a number of ways. That's what makes them effective. Habit three is where we teach this whole idea. Put first things first. So already habit three is in the essence of quadrant two. Habits four, five, and six has to do with the building of creative, communicative, synergistic relationships. So obviously those become quadrant two activities. And habit seven, sharpening the saw, that's not urgent. That's why a lot of people don't do it. To take the time to do it is a quadrant two activity. So you can see literally all seven habits. In fact, if someone were to say to me, if I were to just adopt one activity, what would it be? I'd say, increase the time in quadrant two. You know why? You'll do almost